School's Board of Education meeting. Today is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024. Time is 7:02. Could we have roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Well, but anything, I am still here.
Mr. Heck.
Here.
Mrs. Myers.
Here.
Mr. Van Wachenova.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Mrs. Williams.
Here.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Here. Could we stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ooh, we're getting a little feedback through the mics. We are. Before we begin, as a reminder, if you wish to address the Board of Education, the forms are back there. Fill them out and turn them into our board secretary, Jamie. Superintendent Shaw, are there any additions or deletions to tonight's agenda?
There are none.
All right. As hearing that, can I have a motion?
Based upon the statements from our superintendent, I would move that we approve the agenda as presented.
There's support?
Support.
Jamie, could we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. That brings us to superintendent comments. Superintendent Shaw.
All right, so I only have one item for this first set of comments, and that is in the month of November, we have typically each month we have two board meetings. The second meeting for November would have been scheduled for November 26th, which is the week of Thanksgiving. That would be that Tuesday night. So we are required to have only one meeting each month, and so we'll have that on November the 12th. So no meeting on November 26th.
There's a possibility, however, that we possibly might have a special meeting?
Only if a contract got settled.
We discussed
that. So we'll keep that open.
We'll keep it open.
That's it?
That's it. All right. Public commentary on board agenda items only. Do we have any, Darla?
Are you good to wait till the end? Okay. Nope, we're good. Thank you.
Oh, that guy? Yeah, he can wait. All right. Next on the agenda is our items report. On our contracted services, is there any discussion? All right, next is our consent agenda item. Are there any board members that would like to move something off of our consent agenda item and move it over to new business? Hearing none, can we get a motion for our consent agenda?
Then hearing no one wants to pull anything off, I would move that agenda items B to A through B to B be considered the consent agenda.
Is there support?
And the consent agenda items be approved as recommended.
Is there support?
Support.
Jamie, could we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mrs. Myers.
That's you.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. Mrs. Flynn, do we have any of our new hires here tonight?
We certainly do. We have Larissa Harris with us tonight. She is a Monroe grad.
Whoa.
She's going to stand up. You can stand up, and you're going to come to the microphone. You're going to tell us the important people that you brought with you tonight, and then you're going to come around, and we're going to shake your hand and welcome you into Monroe.
And you got to tell
what you're going to do for the district.
Right.
Okay. I'm Clarissa Harrell. I will be a RBT, and I brought my mom, my kids, my grandma, and my aunt. Yeah, I'm really nervous. Okay, thank you.
I'm glad you brought your aunt.
Congratulations and welcome aboard.
Congratulations.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. All right, so a great big congratulations. Clarissa, don't take off after the meeting because you will be getting a picture, okay?
No.
Thank you.
Is that the end of our new hires?
It is.
All right. Before we move into our new business, I want to provide some background and context on our agenda items. All items on our agenda have either been discussed in depth at a prior work session and or have been addressed in our weekly board briefs. So although it might seem that we move quickly through these items, we want our public to know that we have done our due diligence and reviewed the process prior to tonight's meeting. Also, as a reminder, our work sessions are open to the public. Mr. Payne, I will turn it over to you for the upper gymnasium floor sanding.
Thank you, President Zimmerman. We're asking the board to move to approve the following services to sand and refinish the upper gymnasium at Monroe High School from Allcourt Inc. at a cost not to exceed $18,150. Funds for this purchase will come from the district site sinking fund. Be happy to answer any questions.
Well, first we need a motion.
I will move to approve the refinishing of the gymnasium not to exceed $18,150 per the request, and I appreciate the pictures. That was helpful.
Is there support?
Support.
Okay, now we can have discussion. Are there any questions?
Just one question. I'm a little confused. It says upper gymnasium. Isn't there just one gymnasium?
Well, there's two at the high school.
Two at the high school?
The main gym was done over the summer.
Okay.
It was just a normal seal. The upper gym, every 5 to 6 years, depending on the level, it's going to get a complete sanding to the wood and then refinished. Okay. And there's some nicks in it, some safety items from tripping. Mm-hmm. So Tim, Mr. Salenby met with Dr. Hessen, and they looked at it, and this is what their recommendation is.
What's that primarily used for?
Well, depending on the summer basketball, wrestling season.
Okay.
So we want to get it in before wrestling season.
Okay. Thank you.
So if you answered this question, I went, where is this upper gym at?
Above the gym.
It really is above the gym. I have never seen it.
It's
I didn't even know it existed.
Between the pool and the main gym.
Yeah. It was?
Those stadium seats.
Oh.
I remember.
Above the locker room. So if you're in the gym, mm-hmm, and you're looking towards the stadium, to the left there's an upper level.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yep.
There's a set of bleachers,
yes,
that kind of block it that can extend.
I remember that now. Okay, sorry. Thank you.
That's all right.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, could we have a roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Mr. Van Wachinova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Dr. Barron.
Yes.
Mr. Hutt.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. As we have no old business tonight, I will turn it over to Superintendent Shaw for superintendent comments.
All right. Well, thank you very much, sir. So today was the first day of our Manor Parent Loop, and unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to get over there this morning or this afternoon to see it in action. But I want to congratulate our administrators for their hard work on the video and making that start. On Friday, November 1st, we have a two-hour late start for teacher professional development. Half day on Wednesday the 6th, and then November the 7th from 6 to 8 is the This Is Us night again, is the expo. So it's a great night for people to come out, and so encourage anyone from the community, parents, students, and all staff, come on and see what Monroe Public Schools does. And it's a pretty amazing event right there to see all that we have going on. Also, we're working through at our last board meeting, we talked a little bit about the idea of what we may look like in the future. So we are going to be holding community forums over the month of November. We'll be bringing forward to the board a conversation and workshops. And as we've been talking at the building levels, it's a discussion. And from there, there could be a recommendation to the board. There may not be. But we want to go over how do we grow. And so you're all more than welcome to join in at any of those community forums. We're inviting staff, parents, and the community members to take part. And that will be during the month of November, maybe even into that first week of December, too. So that's all I have tonight, sir.
Okay. That takes us to public commentary. Any topic? Darla, do we have anyone?
Yes. Jerry Oli, you are up. I'm still going to start my timer, okay?
I told Mr. Shaw I had 50 questions, but I only had 3 minutes, so I guess I have to reduce that down to just a couple.
You got
to
ask them quick.
But I had a question, and you don't have to answer this today. Obviously, you can do the research, but I wanted to focus a little bit on the student-teacher ratio that we talked about a few weeks ago. They seemed to be very low on the elementary side, and I just wanted to make sure make sure that we're not putting instructional assistants and all, or coaches and stuff, in part of that ratio. And I just wanted to make sure that that's not part of the math. And I didn't get to ask Cindy that, but I did really appreciate seeing those numbers as low as they were. And hats off to all the people who've worked on that. My second one is the second side of that is the secondary side. Where is our secondary ratios and what is that between teacher and student? And what are those are compared to certified versus non-certified? And I realize in the elementary side, there were some, there were a lot of certified teachers. There were several non-certified teachers yet pending state stuff, pending getting their credentials. So I was more interested in that data just to see what the student ratio is with secondary as well, as I have a secondary student out there currently, and I happen to know what her student ratio is. The other item I had wanted to bring up was the strategic planning. Several months ago, you passed a motion. I think you, don't quote me exactly on the cost, but it was $50,000 or $100,000 or $80,000 or something in that area. Where is that at with respect to this board and this district and this community? Because I've not heard anything about it. And I watched all your previous meetings the last year and a half up until the point where I started coming here. And I'd like to know how that's going to be integrated in and how that's going to come about. And if some of the meetings we're talking about in November, is that part of strategic planning that's being brought on by this other company or this outsider grouping, professional development group that you're bringing in to help you with strategic planning? And I would just like to see that kind of put out on your a lot of your media blitz that you that you have out there. I want to say daily, because it seems like we do a lot of communications here, which is good to see. And you put everything out there so that way the community can be aware of it. And because there's a lot of things that you're going to be discussing that might impact our parents and our students. So if that's the case, then let's bring them ahead of the game early and not late. So that's all I have. Good job. Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry. That'll be all.
That brings us to board member commentary. Are there any tonight? Carrie, go right ahead.
Got a couple. Last week, gosh, seems like it was just yesterday, but the orchestra and band concert last week was wonderful. So kudos to the directors, especially our newest, Mr. Wesley. When we have a switch like that in teachers in the music department, you never know what you're going to get at that first concert. And we were very pleased. The music was wonderful. The kids are so talented. And so that was orchestra and band. And then this Thursday at 7 p.m. is the last chance to see the Trojan Marching Band for their spectacular concert at 7 p.m. in the auditorium. So it's a little bit different since it's inside, but it's all of the music that they've been playing at all the football games. While I was in the auditorium, and I brought this up to Mr. Shaw, I noticed the back curtains are in disrepair. They're really looking horrible. So we have so many groups come in to use our auditorium for these performances and otherwise that we need that looking in tip-top shape. The curtains seem like a very low expense in terms of getting that looking nicer. Also, there was an HVAC unit that was so terribly rattling that it was very, really took you off the concert and why you were there. So I'd love to see those two items at the top of the list. Cross country regionals are Saturday at Lake Erie Metro Park. The boys run at 11 a.m. There's downtown trick or treat. So if you have young ones, kids, grandkids, whomever, bring them down 12 to 2 downtown. Lots of businesses participating in that. I think that's all I've got.
Tom?
Yeah, I got a couple of things. One, I guess to Andy, have we settled the confusion on the sporting events fees?
Yes, I appreciate that. So on GoFan, okay, it states straight on that document right there, under 12, free. Okay, over 65, free.
Okay.
And everyone else pays.
Are the people who work the gates aware of that?
I know that, yes.
Okay, I'm gonna quiz Chelsea on that because she's the one who was confused.
I asked that exact question of our athletic director, and my understanding is yes.
Okay.
Except for MHSAA.
Yeah, districts.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where everybody pays.
Yeah. Second thing is in the news, and this was in Massachusetts. A student's family is suing the school district because he got a D on an essay because he used probably ChatGP AI. And they say they can do this because there was nothing in the student handbook that said he couldn't use AI. So, you know, I see this becoming more and more of an issue as it gets more sophisticated. I'm surprised they were able to catch it, to be honest. And the strange thing was, this student, I'm just assuming he was lazy because he scored a perfect on his ACT, so he was no dummy. And this is probably going to prevent him, if he doesn't get the grade changed, it'll prevent him from getting into MIT or Stanford. But I think we need to be proactive. Yep. If it's not in the handbook, we need something in there.
Yeah, we already, it's addressed, and also though we do have a board policy coming your way.
Okay.
And so
excellent.
That is already done, and we'll be presenting these to you shortly.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
Larry?
Just a couple things. So first of all, I'd like to thank Superintendent Shaw for getting back with me on the first vehicle. The second thing is I wanted to bring up last week, or last meeting, I should indicate, is that if I understand things correctly, on our progression of students throughout the educational process, for kindergarten, it looks like they came in 20% proficient and they went out 70%. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I would assume it's probably our internal scores. It looks like when our kindergartens came in, they were 20% efficient, or meeting the sufficiency score. When they went out, they were 70%. Is that correct? Or? If that's the case, I think it must be iReady because they don't have IMSCA, Terry. But I mean, that's quite a progression, if that's the case. So they should have some kudos, and they should be acknowledged for all the work that they've done for increasing such a large amount of knowledge, really.
Yeah, I agree.
I looked at it, and I looked at it again. I said, that can't be right. But I think that's what it says. And kindergarten's only, and I understand there's, you know, it's not every grade. But, I mean, if that's for kindergarten, I mean, just think what progression we had.
It'd be interesting to split on those that have taken preschool versus those who haven't.
Yes, it would.
Or young
five. But 20% came in, even with the preschool, but they went out 70%. Wow.
We'll get an answer on that and find out.
Yeah, that's,
that sounds good.
Because somebody's doing something right, and we got to find out what it is and see if we can replicate that, you know?
Into the upper grades, too.
Into the upper grades, too. Yeah.
Anything else?
No. Thanks.
Mary?
Just excited for the MASB Annual Leadership Conference. If you think of anything that you would like added, edited, or deleted from any of, like, the proposed resolutions or bylaws, please send me an email, and I'll make sure that those are represented at the Delegate Assembly.
Okay. Darryl?
So I did bring some notes, maybe.
I knew you did.
I made them while I was here. I want to make sure, like, to recognize there are times that community members bring stuff to us, and we ship it to Andy. And I just want to say thanks for addressing the concerns that came up. And the NEOLA contract, thank you for forwarding that on. And for including the audio link on the meeting minutes, so they are now part, like, the official record is audio and written. And so that was a big deal, so thank you for that. So I have a question. On the community forums, is that related to Hanover?
No.
Okay. Because it raised a thing in my head. And so they originate from the community forums. Like, where are they originating from?
The conversation, sorry about that. The community forums are around the conversation of how our elementaries are designed. Do we stay K-6? Do we go pre-K-4? What kind does it look like? And so as we had these meetings with our staff, each of the four elementaries last week, we talked about that we just want to have that conversation. And so that way then we come back to the board, share the information we've gathered in those meetings, and then also have the same dialogue in this room too.
Okay, thank you for that. That's it. Thank you.
Scott?
Interesting time that you bring up AI. Been a big issue, but we can look at other, and I'm glad they're bringing forth some guidelines on that. But plagiarism clauses, stuff like that, often take care of that because it's still not your work. My next comment is spurred by the public commentary. Just a thanks to Andy and the administration. One of the things that a lot of people don't see, even though it's public in our workshops, are the data and the initiatives and the detail on the initiatives that are being done. And I know Andy and his team had a very detailed plan on really going after students that were on the bubble in terms of passing scores for math and reading, and have invested heavily into that. I don't know that it probably affected teacher ratio some, but there's a lot more there in terms of really affecting student support. And so I just want to make it public in this forum for people that are here to know that those things have been presented and initiated, and they're pretty big plans. So we look forward to future results.
So do we. All right. Can we get a motion to adjourn this meeting?
Support.
Show of hands. This meeting is adjourned.